Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. You can find all the information of the foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for the hour. My name is Angelina Diana. I am also a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. I also feel fortunate to sit on their board and also volunteer. And I hope that you'll find this hour enlightening, helpful, healing, and informative. Before we welcome our certified medium, Siri Burnson, to the program, I just want to tell you a little bit about her, and then we'll talk a little bit about the events that are coming up, and then we'll welcome her to the program. Siri has been blessed with a beautiful ability of mediumship throughout her whole life. I've had the opportunity to speak to her on many occasions, and she talks about really remembering a lot of premonitions and vivid dreams since childhood. And even in her childhood, she would say she could see the future. And really, in a matter of time, she really started to embrace her abilities and really uses this ability to help many people. When you're in the presence of Siri, you feel that energy. She's very authentic and very unique in that when you talk to her, you really get a sense that she listens. And I think that's what makes her a good medium. She listens to the people here and listens well to the people on the other side. She's also had a very interesting life. She lives around the world in the past, in Europe, the Middle East, and now in the USA. She speaks different languages. And she really has an ability to understand many different cultures. And I think that's why when you get the opportunity to speak to Siri, you feel so enthralled, because she has a deep understanding of not only other cultures, but people. And I really think that her achievement in mediumship, she takes very personally. There's a personal feel that you get when you talk to her, when she talks about her connection to spirit. And I think the beautiful thing about her, too, is her ability to want to teach others to understand their abilities, too. She's based in Boston, Massachusetts, not too close to where I am right now in Connecticut. And I just wanted to give you a little taste of our guest that will be joining us in about 10 minutes. So get ready for a very, I think, interesting hour. She's already working. She was already connecting to someone. So we'll see where that belongs. So stay tuned for that. But what I want to talk to you about that's really quite important, too, is the fact that you're listening. When you listen, not only do you do something wonderful, I hope, for yourself by creating a deeper understanding of your loved ones and how they're connected to you, but when you listen, you show, I think, the foundation support. And when you can tell your friends about the foundation, that can also give us support to keep these programs going. Look, the radio program is not a free thing. The foundation pays for it. And it's because of your support in the past and continuing support of donations or coming to an event, or even going to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, where there's ways that you can support the foundation and not spend a dime. So I hope that tantalized you to go to the website, because this is a very important thing that the foundation is doing. When we can give light and more understanding about our loved ones and the fact that we can still communicate with them, that they are always with us, it's a wonderful thing. So when you support us, I see it this way. You're doing a favor to yourself by listening, but you're also supporting us. So tell your friends about the Signs of Life Radio that the Forever Family Foundation sponsors and pays for as an educational tool for you to help you through the journey of understanding about the other side. Now, I'd like to tell you also about some very exciting programs. You know, I remember I went the first day we did this radio program nearly 5 years ago. And I think about the growth and the expansion that has occurred. I feel very grateful to be a part of it and grateful that it's you that's listening that made it possible. So when we have an opportunity to bring an event to a physical space, you know, you think of radio, it's like a non-physical space. You know, where is radio, so to speak? Where is the other side? When we can take this space that you feel right now when you're listening to the program and we bring it to a physical space that you can see and take in visually, I think it's a very powerful thing. And the Foundation works very hard on their events. They're all volunteer, 100% volunteer, not for profit, 501(c). And when you look at this website and see everything that's there, the enriching programs, the information, it's astounding. Since I know a little bit about behind the scenes and it's all volunteer, of what they're offering this year. And I'm just going to go over a few things. Of course, the November conference is happening in November. It's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. There's a lot of great guests and wonderful programs. You can check that out on foreverfamilyfoundation.org. But we have four holiday past events this year. I remember when there was one, and we have four that's coming to you. So I'd like the opportunity to tell you about them. And if you happen to be in the area, perhaps you can go to them, and there'll be a medium there bringing through spirit communication. And it's really a wonderful evening. As we know, when we've had a loss, it's really hard sometimes to go through the holidays. And these events give you an opportunity to reunite with your lost loved ones. So December 1st, Saturday at 7 p.m., The Journey Within, 25 Carr Street, Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. There will be Janet Nohavik. She'll be conducting spirit communication. She's also written some beautiful books. I'm telling you, this woman is a gift herself. Very validating medium, great intentions with her work. And you can get an opportunity if you're in the New Jersey area to see her. December 1st, in the Hampton Inn, Boston Natick in Massachusetts, Joanne Gerber, also a wonderful medium, very compassionate, a great teacher. She'll be offering up her time there for a wonderful event. I feel very honored to be able to come back to Bethel, Connecticut on December 8th for the Holidays Past event. I'll have the opportunity to meet you there. It's on a Saturday at 7 p.m. It's really a wonderful energy there, and I hope you can come and join us for the Holidays Past event December 8th in Bethel, Connecticut. I'll be there doing spirit communication. And also on December 15th in New York, Melville, New York. Not only is she a certified medium and a wonderful medium, the star of the Emmy-nominated TV show The Afterlife, Suzanne Northrup, will be doing spirit communication for the holiday. Days past events. So I certainly hope you can come out if you're close by to these four events. It's the same thing as the radio show. Of course, you don't pay for the radio show, but you're here receiving something. But just by being a part of it and telling other people about it, you've received something and you're actually giving something back by telling someone else that could benefit from the show. With the holidays past events, you come, you receive the gift of spirit. And because you are, it's a paid event, it's going towards the 501(c) Forever Family Foundation and all the wonderful events like Holidays Past, like the conference, like the retreat we have usually every spring, every year in Connecticut and maybe spreading out to other areas. So if you get an opportunity to just breeze through the website and see what hits you. Maybe your loved one will draw you to a certain aspect of the website. We hope you'll be a part of it because we'd really love to have you. What we're going to do now is we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll welcome Siri Burnson to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. We'll be right back.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. You could find all of their information at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for the evening, Angelina Diana, and I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome our guest medium for the hour, Siri Burnson. Good evening, Siri.
Hi, how are you, Angelina?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Now, I wanted to direct people to your website as we're speaking. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's quite all right.
It's spiritoflight.com, correct?
Yeah, it's spiritoflight.com or even siriburnson.com. It'll go to the same page.
Wonderful. And there's a lot of offerings if you go to that page. And, of course, if you're not near Siri, I'm certain that you probably offer phone readings. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. She also teaches classes. There's a lot of information on our website, so I encourage everyone that's listening, if you'd like to go to it, even as you're listening to the program, you can get a taste of what Siri offers. So, Siri, I'd like to ask you a few questions before we get started with some readings that this evening. Is that okay?
Sure.
I was wondering if from a client's viewpoint or from someone who is in grief and they're really posing the questions that one would ask when they're grieving, what would be, if you could summarize it in one sentence to get their attention about the other side? What's one thing that the other side has taught you about the fact that they're still with us?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is that they're just a thought away, and when we have that very really strong urge, thinking of them or something reminds us of them, I always remind them that they're just right there by the other side. If they smell something that reminds them, you know, that a memory that is always connected to spirit, if they see a billboard with someone's name and their memory is triggered, you know, by a loved one, I always say, you know, that is their sign. They come through in so many amazing ways, and in my mind, they're always just right in your heart. That's the first thing that I would say.
That's beautiful. I like your saying they're just a thought away. A thought away. That's very beautiful. When you teach classes, do you teach classes to mediums, those in grief? What's your philosophy on that?
Well, you see, I'm not a licensed social worker or a psychologist, psychiatrist, or any of that. But I am a certified medium, so my focus is really on teaching new people to become mediums to help themselves. Mm-hmm. There's different aspects to it. I have advanced class where I'm really teaching young people or young mediums to become better mediums, and then I have beginners classes where, you know, it's divided. There are some people that come to these classes to learn how to connect with their loved ones, and then there are those that really want to help other people. So it really is divided.
It is divided.
Yeah, I teach them all.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, do you feel I'm just curious, when you're sitting with someone who's had a particular loss or they're on a journey to understand where their loved ones are, do you feel the presence of their loved ones before they arrive to the session, or do you really feel the need to have the person in front of you and you in your mind you start the session with them? What's been your experience in the past?
You know what, it could be either or, because there are some mediums that say that, you know, you should do this way, that way. There are some mediums that really follow strict rules. I tend to, when somebody says to me there's this rule that you have to follow, I tend to break the rule.
Love it.
Yeah, exactly. So it could be either or. It could be that someone travels with me in my car when I'm going somewhere. If I'm going to my office, I may already be, you know, by my side when I'm brushing my teeth, getting ready to leave the house.
Right.
Or, you know, I show up on my office and then there they are. So it's all different varieties.
Now, do you have a need, because you're exactly right, every medium is different. For you, do you have a need to for lack of a better word, power down your abilities to not hear from them or do things in your physical life? Or do you just allow the energy to flow back and forth whenever it happens, it happens?
I think that's a great question, because I was thinking about it today. When I first started doing this 12 years ago, I was wide open. And, you know, like the information that we get in the beginning, it was phenomenal. But I didn't have much heart in it. It was just delivering information. And then as I grew as a medium, I found myself having to sort of tone it down a little bit, because it was so intense. Mm-hmm. And so as the years have gone by, I have a button that goes on and off, or I have a dial that goes up or down.
That's
interesting. I was just thinking about it today, that I really should open up a little bit more, to be a little bit more open as I was in the beginning, because these days I shut it off when I'm doing my own thing.
Right.
When I'm working, it goes open.
Now, what I'm really curious about, the reason why I ask that question is I'd like you to share with the audience how you open up to spirit, because I feel it might help those listening gain some insight on how they can do it themselves.
Well, one of the things that I've been really working hard on in the last few years is getting into the power. And now this summer I traveled to England to go to Stansted, to Arthur Findlay College, and they really teach people to sit in the power.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is something that I've been focusing on, sitting in the power before I get to work. And I think that anyone can do that. Anyone can sit in a meditation. Anyone can sit at a table, at a desk, and just light a candle and just be in the presence of energy. And as they allow themselves just to flow with the energy and their mind sort of drift away, that really is all there is needed. That's just the beginning to connect with spirits. Even though they start thinking, oh, I need to pay that bill, or I need to go grocery shopping tomorrow, you know, that thought allowed to just drift away, to get back into the energy. So when I work, I try to get really focused, really centered, and sitting in the power. That's what I try. You know, whether I succeed or not, I don't know.
Oh, I think you succeed. I don't think you have to worry about that. Well, that's a wonderful way to look at it. So I think that, you know, if we've listened to you, the beautiful things that you have said are to sit in the power or sit into the energy of your loved ones or the energy that's around you, and that your loved ones are a thought away. I think those are beautiful takeaways. Very beautiful. How do you feel now about getting started with taking some callers? How does that feel?
Sure. I have no idea how it's
going to
go. So
Okay. Well, okay, here we go. So we have our first caller. We're going to welcome to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located at the web on foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Let's welcome Chris from North Carolina to Mediums and Messages. Good evening, Chris. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to the program. I'm Angelina, and you're now connected with our guest medium, Siri. Why don't you say hello and let her know if you have a question for her or if you'd like a connection.
Hi. How are you?
So would you have a question, or would you like me to connect with someone?
I would like you to connect with someone if possible.
Okay. So I'm going to try this really quickly. My sense is that there's a lady that has wanted to come in and around you. One thing that I do know about her is that I feel like she is definitely in the mother, like I feel like she's on mom's side because I'm being sort of guided to the mother side of the family. And one of the things that I do notice about her is that before her passing, she actually loses a lot of weight. She's very thin before her passing. I do notice that she has the wonderful, beautiful, darker hair. There may have been a little bit of redness to the hair when she was younger. And actually, quite frankly, I feel that she's in her 70s when her life begins to sort of fade away. So I know that there's a lot of health issues with her. One of the things that she's pointing out to me is that she's pointing at the stomach area, so I feel like there's a stomach issue. And this is something that could have spread up into liver or into other organs. And one of the things that she's pointing out to me is that I feel like either you or there's somebody in the family that would be significant to her that still has her wedding ring or has her engagement ring. There's something about the ring being passed down. Do you understand who this is, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Is this your mom, please?
No, it's not my mom. I think it's my mother-in-law, actually.
Oh, is it? Okay. That's the same to me. I mean, mother-in-law comes in the same vibration as the mom because, you know, it's kind of like it's the same generation to me. So I'm just going to call her mom-in-law, if that's okay. Now, the other thing that I'm also hearing around here is that she's just acknowledging the name Catherine or Kathleen because I'm hearing the name Kathy, or the C-A-T-H name. And I just need to say hello from heaven to Kathy or Catherine. And that is besides you, Chris. Now, the other thing also, would you also understand, are you having issues in your knees, like arthritis or something?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Are you having arthritis issues? Are you having issues in your knees? Do you understand issues in the knees?
I do have arthritis issues.
Okay, because she's showing me that she's really wanting you to go and have it looked at because I feel, you know how some people, they're kind of guilty of, like, just sucking it up, and it's like, oh, it's not that bad. But in reality, if we do call on the doctor, there are a lot of times they can help us out. And I feel like she's pointing especially at one knee. Now, I'm not an MD, and that's why I'm saying you should really have this look at because
okay.
Okay, and that makes sense. Are you a little bit stubborn sometimes when it comes to visiting the doctor?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
She's giving a little bit of a hard time about, like, you don't want to go unless you're, like, literally she's saying, unless you're on the deathbed, you wouldn't go. But she's saying that it would be okay to go because I feel like you yourself, Chris, you live a really active life, and you shouldn't be slowing down because you need to have the activity around you. She comes through,
right.
I need to say, though, she comes through with such love, and I think this is also the reason why I cannot differentiate from her, like, her and your mom. I could not separate the two of them because I feel like there's such love from her that comes to you. And I have to tell you that for some reason, she's coming across to me as if she would have embraced you as her own daughter.
Okay.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's also somebody in the family that makes really delicious chicken soup.
That might be her, actually.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I'm a vegetarian, and she showed me a chicken, and she put it in a pot of, you know, with veggies. That tells me there's chicken soup that is really delicious. That also tells me that there's somebody that is possibly feeling a little bit run down, and so just as a reminder from her, that it's okay to sort of pull out the chicken and make the chicken soup because I feel like somebody is either coming down with a cold. I just feel a little bit run down with someone around you.
I've been like that, yeah.
Okay, so she's trying to send you a lot of healing. She's really adamant about trying to send you a lot of healing because I also do get a sense that you were important to her when she was living. I feel like you were quite important to her. And the other thing also, I'm not sure if you have been going in for like steroid injections or something about injections, and you don't like them at all. The joint issue, the knee issue. She's saying to you, you may want to ask them for different solutions than like putting injections.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know what you're talking. It's not for me. I think it's for another woman in our family.
Okay, however you understand it, it's just that there's someone that actually has a needle phobia, and they would be better off if they were to be treated in a different way, if possible at all. So she's just sending a lot of love to the whole family. Do you have any questions?
I was just wondering if you picked up on any energy from my brother.
From your brother? I have to say to you right now, I'm not necessarily feeling a lot of energy. That said, would you understand a photograph of you with your sibling? There's someone that I'm going way back in time, because I'm looking at a photograph where someone is pushing a baby carriage, or someone is pushing one of these plastic Fisher-Price baby toy things, and there has to be there have to be at least two people, two kids in this picture. Do you understand this?
Yeah, that could be his daughters. I have a picture like that.
Okay, where the two girls are, like one of them is right by the baby carriage and the other one is right by the side.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. I need to, if this is a picture that your brother had of his daughters, then that just tells me that he's right behind me, but your mother-in-law is stronger than he is coming through. Which also something with your brother, did he have also sometimes... Either he didn't always shave, or there's something about having a little bit of beard or facial hair.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Let's just put it this way. The man that is standing behind me, I feel like he has a shadow in his face. Like, as in, I guess what I'm saying, like, you know, the 4 o'clock shadow.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I'm just going to put it out there. It just feels like afternoon shadow in my face.
I'm writing it down. I'll think about it.
Send the love to the daughter, send the love to the two girls that are in the photograph, because I feel like that is really, really important. I also feel like I just need to say about one of them. I'm not sure if one of them is getting ready to graduate within the next year or so, but I need to give them a little bit of a boost, because I feel like she's also getting a little bit anxious about this graduation, because I also feel like, and this is not coming from your mother-in-law, I'm just hearing it from behind me, that when she gets anxious, that she should definitely call on to dad.
Okay.
Call on to dad for help, because I feel like he's going to try and help her out in this. I also need to say about the girl that is getting ready to graduate, that she's exceedingly smart, and if she ever goes into anything that has to do with law or legal issues or law enforcement, she would really be excellent at that. To hold up.
Oh,
the
really?
Point.
Okay.
There's something about holding up, either this is about justice, about equal rights, or she's really equal and fair.
Okay. All right. I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
Very cool. Send
the love to the two girls, because now with one of the two people that I'm connecting with you, which also understand that there would have been an issue of oxygen. I'm not getting the breath in. I have to say, I'm not getting the breath in.
It might have to do with his passing.
With his passing, because it just feels to me like whatever his passing is, suddenly I just feel like it's like I'm grasping for breath. I'm trying to get my breath in. I'm having a really hard time breathing with him.
Okay. All right.
And it's not the same as shortness of breath. It's almost like I'm very suddenly out of breath. I lost my breath.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that to me would be there's a sudden passion with him. Do you understand that also, please?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I just need to say to you that whatever happens to him, you should say, this was quick, this was easy, I just lost my breath, and there I am in heaven.
Okay. I've heard that before, actually. Yeah.
Okay. So this is just, now you know that whenever you feel like his presence, if you just hear it in your mind, I lost my breath, then you know that is him coming through.
Okay, great.
Oh, okay, Chris, thank you for calling the program. Yes. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Have a good evening, Chris. Thank you.
You too. Thank you very much. All right, bye-bye.
So, Sari, before we go on to the next caller, I'm curious how you receive information. Can you share that with our listeners?
Sure. I actually have all the senses. There are six senses, and I have all the senses, and I actually feel both subjectively and objectively, so it's almost like doubling all the senses up. And so I will see things, I will hear things, I will feel things, I will sometimes know things, I will taste things, I will smell things. Like, for instance, the chicken soup that I got before, the vegetable broth was delicious, but I didn't care for the chicken. So I will have all the senses.
That's wonderful.
And they get triggered really quickly.
Mm-hmm. And are there times that you hear their voices, or do you hear your voice and what they're saying? I'm just kind of curious.
For the most part, I would say that if I'm hearing their voice, I will feel their vocal cords.
Okay.
So there's a sense of hearing and feeling along with their voice. So if there's a woman that had a very deep voice, like when there's people that are always smokers,
mm-hmm.
My voice, I will feel my voice lowering. I will feel the vocal cords. But so it's kind of like it's a combination. It's not just one thing. It's a combination of maybe two or three senses coming together.
Ah, okay. Beautifully put. Let's take our next caller. Let's welcome from Florida, Linda. Good evening, Linda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. Welcome to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. My name's Angelina, and our guest medium for the hour is Siri. Do you want to ask her a question, or would you like a connection?
A connection, please.
Okay. Sometimes I have to take a few risks when I do this work, and sometimes when the risks are the greatest. I feel like I just need to say to you, there's a woman that is wanting to come through, and I feel like she's more of a sister than a mother to you, because I need to put her by your side. And the one thing that I do notice about her is that I'm smelling, there's two things that I'm smelling around her. I'm smelling a lot of roses, I'm smelling lavender. So there has to be a connection to this woman that you would understand that has to do with scents of lavender and roses, or really, like, not the overly floral smells, but the very soft, tender floral smells. Now, as I'm connecting with her also, I also do get a sense that at some point in her life, she's someone that has a wonderful sense of humor, because I almost missed her because she was saying to me, she started playing the violin, and I thought to myself, did you play it? And she said, no. The sense that I'm getting from her personality is that she didn't like people when they were moping around, or when they were feeling kind of like, when people started complaining, she didn't care for people complaining too much. One thing that I also do notice about her is that she actually feels to me like she had a wonderful figure, and I feel her just about 5'2" or 5'3", so there's not a lot of height with her. I also need to say about her, there has to be, she's acknowledging having beautiful green eyes, or there's something about having very light, what I would say, very light hazel eyes. And I feel like she's to the side of you, and I also get a sense with her, though, that the way her passion comes across to me, I feel like she collapses, and I also feel like she's talking about the month of September is very significant in the family. Do you understand any of this, Linda?
Well, not really.
Okay. If I were to describe to you a woman that has that is kind of busty, that but has a wonderful waist, and I absolutely need to put her to you. So if I were to say to you two things, there has to be a birthday anniversary in the month of April, and then also again in the month of September. How do you understand those two?
My brother's birthday is April, and I'm in September.
Fantastic. Okay, so there's one woman is wanting to acknowledge you and your brother then. So as I'm connecting with her also a little bit more, the one thing that I do notice about her, though, is, so I have to tell you that her passing is very peaceful. It's a very quiet passing with her. I also feel that she may have started having some ailments. I actually feel like I'm right in my late 50s, like 56 or something like that. And I feel that my body begins to break down slowly but surely. That said, I don't feel like she passes at that time. I do feel that she's able to get a little bit further on. And it feels to me that the only way that I can describe what I'm feeling with her is that her passing is just that I fade away. I fade away. That's all she says. And you're not understanding any of this.
A little bit of it, but not all of it.
Okay, you're only understanding the two birthdays then. I mean, what are you understanding?
I'm understanding the birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt or my mother, who you're talking about,
okay.
She was about 5'4",
okay.
And she died of colon cancer.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was peaceful or not.
Okay. Well, let's just put it this way. She could also be coming across with, if there's a colon cancer thing that is taking place, that she's someone that does not necessarily share her ailments with strangers. I just feel like it's almost like I'm feeling a tremendous amount of privacy, and it's almost like I don't want to put my private matters onto the radio show. This is really how I'm feeling about it.
That's my mother.
Okay, is that your mom? Okay, because there's a sense of enormous privacy. Like don't talk about my business on air. And I have to tell you that she's kind of strict on this one, but you understand then that she would have the sister in spirit also.
A what spirit?
Do you also understand...
What did you say?
Do you understand the sister in spirit?
Okay.
It has to be a mom's sister then. Okay, fantastic. Then I'm going to connect a little bit more with mom. Now also, your mom is also coming across with one thing that she's showing me right now is there has to be a connection to either going to Coney Island or going to one of these parks, and it would have been like whenever birthday came around, whether that is an April or September birthday, I feel like either you or your brother, one of the two of you, would always want to go to a park. Either this is a Disney World, it's a Coney Island, there's something about going to the amusement park. Do you understand this, please?
Yeah, she took us to Freedom Land a long time ago.
That's fine. And this would have been for a birthday or celebration. There's a celebration involved in this also.
Okay,
fantastic. Because it's just that she's hammering on it. It was for a birthday, for a celebration. And, I mean, I don't know what the amusement park that you're talking of. I don't know which one it is, but she just shows me sort of the, you know, like, Disney World, amusement park, Coney Island, that type of energy. My sense also...
Okay, my aunt lived in Coney Island.
Okay. But just know that there's a connection to all of that. There's a connection to it because your mom is showing me connection to those things. I also do get a sense with your mom, which I also understand with mom, and that her being very, very private, I do feel that she must have had a very, very, very tender heart. Because
she's
one of these people, if people came to her and asked her for help or asked her for a favor, she would never turn anyone away.
So true. Yes.
I also need to say to you from mom, she's actually getting quite emotional with me right now because she's saying, you have the same gift as she did. You have the same thinking behind you that when people come to you, you want to help them as much as you can. And she's also making clear that sometimes you go a little too far because it's almost like people say, what is she doing in my life? But you are so eager to help people. And your mom is just saying, continue doing that because you're doing a wonderful job of it. The other thing she's just... she's also showing me that recently either you have been dreaming of her or thinking of her very, very, very intensely. Would that make sense? Okay. Now, this is...
Yes, it does.
Okay, because also mom or your aunt, one of the two of them, also, one of the two of them comes across with glasses, and I need to, do you remember the glasses back from the 60s?
Yeah, my mother used to wear them.
Okay, but I feel like I need to
put the glasses. My mother used to have them.
Yeah, I need to put the glasses on my face, and I have to tell you, your mom in her younger days, she was a spitfire. Like, I feel like...
She was.
That said, she also would have, you know, do you remember those pillbox hats that women would wear?
The what?
You know the pillbox hats, the little hats that some
women
would... Okay, she's just saying that she's looking her best in heaven. And I need to just let you know that she's looking her best in heaven. And I just need to send such love to you and also to your brother. And just a love to all the family. That said, I also feel like mom is just saying that I feel like there's someone else in the family that either has been dealing with colon issues or there's something, but someone is always worried about the colon. Does that make sense?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Let's just put it this way. Mom is just pointing at her. She's pointing at herself, and she's saying there's someone in the family that tends to be worried about either the colon or either the girly organs, like the women's organs. She's pointing at the lower abdomen. And she's just saying that people, if she's just reminding that when you feel a little under the weather, always make sure that you're okay, because I feel with mom, I feel like she's so private that she didn't share with everyone in the family what was going on with her.
Not really.
That makes sense,
true,
doesn't it? Like she keeps to, it's like,
yes,
it's private,
it does.
Private is private. It's none of your business. She's just saying to people, don't be as private as she was, because I also took it as much as she could have gotten a little bit more help. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Before her, like when she gets ill, I get a sense that she's saying if she would have reached more out, she would have been able to possibly, kind of like, it just feels to me like she should have reached out a little bit more, you know, let you in.
Yeah.
That said, either you or your brother, one of the two of you, you put a wreath on her grave, or you put flowers on her grave, and you weren't all too happy about the colors of the flowers. There's something about the wreath, and that it's not my colors. Do you understand me?
No, we don't put flowers on the grave, no. Or a wreath or anything. We put stones.
I'm going to stick to something. Your mom is coming across as someone that has what I see as, I'm in the cemetery, and I feel like she's just highlighting right now that there's someone that either, it could be the grave next to her, but there's something about putting the different colors. It's almost like I'm putting together a purple color and then a bright yellow color or a bright orange color, and they don't go together. And this is definitely in regards to either her, either a memory of her, or there's something about we put it together, or there's something about the colors are not my colors.
Okay.
Ask your brother okay. if he recognizes what this could be.
I will.
Okay. I just want to send so much love from your mom. Do you have any questions for mom, please?
I just want to know if she's okay. I just want to make sure she's with my aunts.
Obviously, the two of them that came through together.
And my father.
Yeah, and I just have to tell you, I would. The only thing that I can say to you, yes, I can only assume that your dad is there too, but I have to tell you that your mom is looking really good in heaven, you know, with her cat-eye glasses.
Oh, that's great.
She's looking really smart, yeah. So just a lot of love from mom
great.
To you and to the whole family also. Send love to everyone.
Yeah.
All right, Linda, thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of the program. We appreciate your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good evening. You're listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and we have guest medium Siri Burnson with us. And I think we'll take another call, if that's okay with you, Siri.
Sure. Angelina, do you want to add to any of these messages?
I'll jump in if you'd like me to jump in. You're doing dandy on your own, but I'll be happy to add in if you'd like me to. I don't want to cut in on the space that you're working in, but I'll be happy to do a tandem with you here. That sounds great. So let's welcome Christy from New York.
Hello.
Good evening, Christy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. You're listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Do you have a question for us, or would you like a connection?
I actually would love a connection.
Okay. Angelina, do you want to jump on this one?
Sure. I am getting a woman connected to you that's passed, and she talks about having a cancer-like illness for quite some time. Do you understand this?
A woman...
Yeah, she's coming through. No. She's talking about a breathing issue, and I want to go on mom's side of the family. So that's what I'm getting off the bat. And she makes me feel like she was sick for quite some time but didn't say anything with the family. So I have to go on mom's side of the family. It doesn't feel like mom, but it feels like it's connected to mom. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know many women that passed on my mom's side.
Okay, well, what I'd like you to do is look into that. Now, you come from a family of five, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so she's telling me this about you to validate that she wants me to stick with you. Because sometimes, as Siri will know, sometimes they say things because they go, no, I want them to know about me, or I want to stay connected here. So sometimes people come in and we don't know their direct connection. I sat with a medium once and my grandmother that I never met came through and I had to check with my dad to know if it was her. So I want to say to you, I feel like she's coming through. She is talking about the smoking. Or the smoking on that side of the family. She said you should understand that. Do people smoke on that side of the family?
My mother does.
Okay. So this is the intention of spirit. You know, we may not know exactly who's coming through right now, but she's saying, hey, I passed from a smoking illness. Why is your mom smoking? So I'm not in the room with you, so we have to take some evidence here. Now, with her, she brings through two males, and I want to go on dad's side of the family. A male's coming through like dad connected to you. So father has passed?
My dad's not passed. My grandfather passed.
Well, he's on dad's side, correct?
No, not on my dad's side. He's actually on my mom's side. But if this is who you're talking about, he's like a father figure to me.
There we go, because that's what I'm feeling. And I have to tell you, I'm similar to Siri in that I see, hear, feel, smell. I do the psychic senses. I'm feeling this male figure more than I'm hearing him. So your grandfather was a very sensitive guy, correct?
He was a man's man. So if he ever was sensitive,
I appreciate that. But I'm telling you right now, I'm feeling him more than I'm hearing him. He makes me feel his emotions more than his voice. So towards you, he comes across very emotional. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, he talks about June being connected to you. Where's the birthday or celebration in June?
June. I don't know. It might be my little sister's.
He's validating little sister. So I feel like it's his way of saying hello to that. I have to tell you, he makes me feel like you're similar to him and that you're very emotional on the inside, but yet you're tough on the outside. Do you understand that?
Definitely.
This is how he's validating you. And I have to tell you, he makes me feel like in many ways, his passing gave you more strength in life. He says he sees you getting much stronger after he passed. Now, when he says this, he makes me feel like he had many years, not months, many years of not feeling well. Do you understand that?
He would never go to the doctor or tell us, so we wouldn't really know.
Okay. Then there's an aspect about him in the last 6 months of his life of either being in and out of the hospital or going back and forth. Do you understand that? He's talking about the last 6 months. He's saying the last 6 months of his life, it was very apparent that people knew he was sick. Do you understand that?
No, I don't understand. It really came to a shock for us.
I'm sorry to hear that. So obviously I'm not seeing this correctly, but I need you to speak to your mom about this when you get off the phone and see if there's some aspect about her having a sense or knowing that he wasn't himself. His passing may have been a shock, but he makes me feel like people knew he wasn't feeling well. So I need you to try to look at the aspects of change going through with him. Now, he owned his own business or was more of like an entrepreneur?
He just did everything.
Oh, yeah, so he's more like in charge kind of guy, right?
Yeah, he was retired, but he could do anything he wanted.
And just know that, you know, from a grandchild's point of view, you say he was retired, but he wasn't retired all of his life, you know. So we have to kind of defer to mom.
He did a lot of things.
Yeah. He comes across as a very strong man, and I feel like the last thing he wants to say to you is the reason why he's bringing up business is he makes me feel like if he was physically here, he'd be counseling and giving you advice, which he was very good at, correct?
Yeah.
And he'd be giving you advice in business right now, so you're struggling a little bit with work, correct?
A little bit.
Yeah. So I have to tell you, my tone of voice with you is not my voice. I feel like when he would speak to people, when he finally would want to communicate, because he wouldn't communicate all the time, he came across a little sharp or a little pointed with how he spoke to people, right? But not with you.
Yeah.
He says not with you, right?
Not
he had the softy voice with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what he wants you to remember. He wants you to remember in life, and this makes me feel like this is kind of like his way that he would communicate with you. He says, in life, there are times you have to be sensitive, but tough. He says, learn to use both. He makes me feel like you're either being pushed over by a lot of people right now, or you're not using his voice. Because after spirit crosses, they see the impact that they have had on the people that they've been with, but they also see how their personality or who they were could have impacted others. And what he's wanting to do is give you that impact of, look, I see in your life right now, you're either being pushed over by people or you're not speaking what you need to say, because he didn't do it. He did it in business.
Yes.
He didn't do it when it came to certain things about himself. So you're in a position in your life right now where you should be speaking up more, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just know that grandfather, the short time that we're together, is saying this, and I think Siri has something to add.
Yeah. Yeah, just jumping in really quickly. Christy, do you have a gift of singing? Do you sing at all?
Yes, I sing.
Okay, because it's just that I'm feeling my vocal cords, and I'm being shown like Jenny on the Block and all that stuff. I also just need to say to you, I feel like there's a younger male that is around you. Not, the way I'm getting, the way he's coming across to me is that he's younger. He would have been in his, what I would say, either late teens, early 20s when he passed, because I also do get a sense that he's passing pretty quick, because I feel like he's also somebody that lives kind of like vicariously. I feel like he may have used drugs, because there's a sense of, like, I lived on the edge. I also feel like I need to bring you into my heart. I feel like he would have been very, very close to you, either like a boyfriend, best friend, brother. Like, there's a sense of I need to bring you into my heart. Fantastic. The other thing also, which I also understand that his passing is very tragic. That is like he goes too quickly, goes too soon, and he takes responsibility for his own life and stuff. Okay. Yep. Now, that also said, I feel like I need to say to you, do you remember the music by Eminem?
Do I know music by him? Yes.
Yeah. You know, like, it's a very beat-driven music?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like this young man, he's wanting to come through to you with a beat, and he's saying to you, never skip a beat. So he's just kind of like turning into, because I feel like he would have liked that type of music. He would have liked music with a lot of beat and with a lot of sound, like it's sound beats, sound bites. And he's trying to say to you, don't ever skip a beat, because I also get a sense, suddenly, if you could see what I'm doing, I feel that he would have either, he wanted to use turntables or DJing, because I feel like I need to be on the... Do you understand this also with him, that he was big into music?
Yeah, he actually did music.
Okay, fantastic. Because
he was a rapper, and...
I know, because I need to... It's like he's spinning the records, he's spinning the vinyls, and I feel like I need to... And I have to say something, I don't like rap music, but I feel like I need to be rapping like Eminem, and I also need to say to that he was very good at it, wasn't he?
With what?
He was very good at what he did, didn't he? Wasn't he?
Oh, yes. He was. Everybody knew him.
I know, because I feel like I'm really good. I'm one of the best. I also feel that I need to say to you, either he wore bling, or he gave you bling, or there's something about the bling.
I can't even remember. We were very young when we dated, so...
Okay, but so you did date. Okay. Here's the thing. Also, would it also make sense to you that he may have either written some of his own lyrics or he was trying to write his own stuff?
He was always writing his own stuff.
Okay. I feel like there's a lyric by him or there's something that he wrote, and all I'm hearing is bling, 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 bling. So there has to be something, but he was really good with the words, because he's like, I would call him a modern-day poet. He's fabulous when it comes to poetry, and even though I don't like rap music, I like the way he puts the words together, because his words are very, very powerful. I also feel that when it comes to you, don't ever be insecure about your music, because I feel that you have either pulled back away from it, or you're being hesitant, or you're being shy about your music, aren't you?
Yes, I get very nervous to sing.
Okay, well, I feel, this is what he's trying to do. He's trying to give you really good advice. I have to tell you, I love his energy. He's the type of guy that when he passes, that he is really missed, he's really mourned. He didn't always have the best attitude, he didn't always have the best of attitude with everyone, but people that really knew him, they really knew him, like they really knew him as being such a good guy. And so he's wanting to come to you, and he's wanting to say to you, like, you know, Christy, when you go on stage, when you go up there, when you sing, just make it loud, make it flow, be in the power, and just make it happen. So when you go on stage and you feel insecure, bring him in, because I feel like I need to be in your energy. And also, if you ever feel when you're singing, because I feel like your music is very different from his, if you ever feel like you're starting to drift into more of a rap type of music or more beat type of music, know that he's right there with you. Because I feel like I'm in the beat. I'm in the beat. Okay. So this makes total sense to you, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Christy, I need to say to you that like from heaven, if there was ever anyone that I really, really, truly missed, that would be you. But I also get a sense that he's kind of like laughing in this whole thing, because I can tell that he can see you. I feel like he's coming through with such an encouragement. You are the bomb. And just make it happen and don't ever give up. Okay?
All right.
But he's coming through with that. He's interesting to me because it's not like he's coming through with, like, love, but he's coming with the power of love.
Yes.
Okay. So just love life and live it for him and live it to the fullest. Don't ever hesitate in anything you ever do. do it for him.
Thank you so much.
So
all right. That was wonderful. Thank you so much, Siri. I really appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Abilities. Oh. Thank you. Have a great evening. Thank you for calling.
You as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine.
All right. Well, that, unfortunately, the hour went by real fast. It really did. But I want to thank you so much, Siri, for sharing your abilities, your insight, and your energy with Connection and helping our listeners understand that, as you say, our loved ones are just a thought away and that we have the ability to reach them ourselves. Can you remind our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Well, to go on my website, it's spiritoflight.com, that's spiritoflight.com. And, you know, if they want to book with me, it's really easy. It's self-explanatory. But I also, Angeline, I also want to thank you for being the very, very kind host.
Well, thank
and
you.
And I also just want to say a big shout-out to the Forever Family Foundation for to the Ginsbergs, because they are amazing people.
They are.
So, yeah. Thanks for having me on the
show. It's very true. Well, thank you so much, and we look forward to having you on again.
Thank you.
Thank you. And it's very true. You know, I know, you know, when Siri talks about Bob and Fran Ginsberg, they really don't like to be spoken about because they do feel that the work is really what should shine. And they have absolutely not one ounce of ego in them about all the amazing work that they do. And truly, if it wasn't for the other side and the need for their curiosity to bring into light that our loved ones are with us, we wouldn't be connecting today with this program. So thank you, Bob and Fran. Thank you, Other Side. And I want to thank our listeners for listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and I want to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good evening, everyone.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.